Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, October 10th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Major League Baseball playoffs, Game 5, National League Division Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates at Busch Stadium, and the Cardinals get it done, 6-1, to advance to the League Championship Series. David Fries gave the Cards an early lead with a 2-run home run in the third inning. He said that makes up for what was a rough summer.
It was obviously a great feeling. Frustrating year. A little bit, but just to get this far and to get to the NLCS is awesome.
Matt Adams would add a 2-run home run in the eighth, and that was more than enough for Adam Wainwright, who went the distance, allowed 8 hits, a run, struck out 6. He went 2-0 in the division series. Wainwright says hitting the clincher with a complete game was gigantic.
I got to put it right up there with the most fun and one of the greatest moments of my career so far, no doubt. Just incredibly blessed to be here today to be able to start that game in the first place. But to pitch a game like that, one of the highlights of my baseball life, no doubt.
Heck of a season for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they make the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. Manager Clint Hurdle says, we'd like to be like those guys.
Tradition rich. Obviously, this club here, the St. Louis Cardinals organization, has gotten used to this. The sustainability is what separates great organizations. We were able to take a huge step forward this year, restoring the pride and the passion of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization.
They certainly did, but it's St. Louis who moves on to face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Game 1 will be Friday night at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The American League Championship Series, not set yet. Boston Red Sox await the winner of Game 5 in Oakland Thursday night. The A's will send young Sonny Gray against the Detroit Tigers and their Cy Young Award-winning right-hander, Justin Verlander. The winner will head to Fenway to open up the ALCS. The New York Yankees have given manager Joe Girardi a 4-year contract extension. Now to the Green Bay Packers, who learned they will be without Clay Matthews for at least a month. Head coach Mike McCarthy confirmed it'll be multiple weeks before Matthews returns from a broken thumb suffered against the Detroit Lions. He's already had surgery to repair the damage, but McCarthy says there's no way to understate the loss.
I mean, Clay Matthews is our best player on defense, but this is pro football. We've been down this road before. It's an excellent opportunity for others to step up and make plays and be part of packages and as we get ready for an excellent Baltimore Raven football team.
Mike Neal will step in for Matthews at outside linebacker, and he was a rather matter of fact on the impact it will have on the defense without Clay.
Nothing really. I mean, we're going to miss Clay. Clay brings a lot of stuff to the table, but I think that people get so caught up in Clay's ability to make plays that, everybody else got to play their game. We're not going to be able to mimic what Clay do, but we can control what we do, and as long as we do that, we'll be fine.
And Brad Jones isn't going to be able to play on Sunday either with a hamstring injury. Jamari Lattimore will step in. Lattimore's now the starter. Carter, is he feeling any difference?
It's not much of a difference because I take my approach that way in practice to try to get better each and every day. But, I mean, it's a big chance for anybody, not necessarily me, for anybody that steps on the field. Really, your first time or you're a vet is always important because you get a chance to make a play. So that's how I look at it.
And veteran Ryan Pickett says we can weather the linebacker storm.
Absolutely. We know we can. We have great personnel. That's the thing about up here. They do a great job upstairs of getting guys that can play. And we're fortunate enough to have a team full of guys that can play. So we're just looking for them to step in and do the job.
Packers take on the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday. But Coach John Harbaugh says there's no Super Bowl complacency around here.
It'd be hard for us to have that just because, we're really in many ways not the same team. We've changed a lot of especially the big names have changed over in some ways. We still have a lot of guys, Terrell Suggs and Helody and Joe and Ray and those guys. But, there's a lot of new guys here, both young guys and veteran guys coming from other teams that are very, very motivated, very determined to make their own mark.
We'll find out who makes the mark on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The NFL weekend kicking off Thursday night with the Chicago Bears at 3-2, having dropped 2 in a row, hosting the still winless New York Giants at 0-5. Other NFL notes, Julio Jones got the bad news from the Atlanta Falcons. X-rays showed a break in his foot, and he will be lost for the season. San Francisco 49ers linebacker Aldon Smith, already charged with DUI, now facing charges in Santa Clara County, which had filed 3 felony charges of possessing assault weapons against Smith. NFL owners wrapping up their fall meetings in Washington, D.C. Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing yesterday he'd like to see two more playoff teams added. The competition will look into the playoff expansion and maybe have it ready by 2015.
Expanding the postseason would allow other teams to get into the dance, and they have the potential of going on and winning the Super Bowl. That's a good thing for fans. It's a good thing competitively.
College football have the Wisconsin Badgers coming off their bye week, and head coach Gary Anderson will lead his Badgers against a pretty good-looking Northwestern Wildcat Club Saturday.
No one can watch them and say that's just an okay team. They're a very talented team, coached very well, and they appear to love to play the game of football. So it's great. Two good teams are going to face off, and look forward to Saturday.
Three games in the National Hockey League on Wednesday night. The St. Louis Blues beat the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 3-2. Alexander Steen netting the game-winning goal in the final minute. He loves playing the Hawks.
They're always fun, high-paced games. Tonight was no different. The atmosphere was great in the building. But saying that, it is a big game and we'll enjoy it. It is game three. Our goal this year is to continue to get better and evolve throughout the course of the year. And that's what we're going to do.
Calgary Flames get by the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. And in overtime, the LA Kings beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3. NBA preseason getting underway. The Milwaukee Bucks dropped their opener in Cleveland, and they'll play their second exhibition against the Minnesota Timberwolves in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Thursday night. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.